Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Vav and Parak Hey Mishnah Zayin. Now, by way of introduction to Parak Hey Mishnah Vav, it's important for us to know a few points. Number one, the Mishnah tells us towards the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis that Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups. Each group would serve in the Beis HaMikdash 1 week at a time. Now, during its week, a Mishmar had the exclusive rights to bring all of the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, and they could prevent any other Kohen from participating in the Avodah during that period of time. On the Yomim Tovim, however, all the 24 Mishmaros, the groups, had equal rights in the Karbanos that were brought specifically because of the Yantiv, whether it be the Karban Musaf or so on. The Mishnah explains here how the Karbanos Musaf of Sukkot were divided among the Mishmaros. Now, on the first day of Sukkot, the Karban Musaf consisted of four types of animals: bulls, rams, goats, and lambs. The number of rams, goats, and lambs remained the same on every single day throughout Sukkot. There were two rams, there was one goat, and there were 14 lambs. But the number of bulls was reduced by one each and every day. So there were 13 bulls on the first day, 12 on the second, 11 on the third, and so on, until the seventh day, when only 7 bulls were brought. Now, on most days of the Yomtif, the total number of animals exceeded the number of groups in which some of the Mishmaros, in which case, some of the Mishmaros that offered a lamb were entitled to offer a second lamb as well. However, a Mishmar that offered a bull, ram, or goat was not allowed a second animal of any type. As the Yantiv of Sukkot progressed and the number of bulls decreased, fewer Mishmaros, fewer groups, offered bulls, and more of them offered lambs. And as the number of Mishmaros that offered lambs increased, the number that offered two lambs decreased. Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag Hayusham Shlosha Asar Parim Ve'elim Shnayim V'Sa'ir Echad. On the first day of Yantif, there were 13 bulls, 2 rams, and 1 goat for the Karban Musaf. This is a total of 16 animals, one for each of the 16 Mishmaros. Nishtayru sham arba asar kivashim, lishmona Mishmaros. 14 lambs were left over for the other 8 Mishmaros. Biyom rishon shisha makriven shnayim, vahashar echad echad. Therefore, on the first day, 6 Mishmaros offered 2 lambs each, which equals the 12 lambs, and the other 2 Mishmaros offered 1 lamb each, again, which equals 2 lambs. Now, on the second day, the number of bulls was 12. Therefore, only 12 Mishmaros offered bulls, and another 3 brought the 2 rams and 1 goat. This left 9 to offer the 14 lambs. Basheni, Chamisha, Makriven, Shnayim, Shnayim, Vashar, Echad, Echad. On the second day, 5 of the 9 remaining Mishmaros offered 2 lambs each, and the other 4 offered 1 lamb each, which again would equal 4 lambs. On the third day, the number of bulls was 11. Therefore, you'd have 11 Mishmaros offering bulls, another 3 bringing the 2 rams and 1 goat. This left 10 to offer the 14 lambs. Bashlishi arba makirvin shnayim shnayim vashar echad echad. On the third day, 4 of the 10 remaining Mishmaros would offer 2 lambs each, 8 lambs, and the other 6 would offer 1 lamb each, which equaled 6 lambs. On the fourth day, the number of bulls was reduced to 10. Therefore, you'd have 10 Mishmaros offering bulls, another 3 bringing the two rams and 1 goat. This left 11 to offer the 14 lambs. So, Berevi, Shloshim Akrivin Shnayim Shnayim, Vashar Echad Echad. On the fourth day, 3 of the remaining 11 Mishmaros offered 2 lambs each, 6 lambs, and the other 8 offered 1 lamb each, which equaled a total of 8 lambs. On the fifth day, the number of bulls was 9. Therefore, you'd have 9 Mishmaros offering bulls, another 3 bringing the 2 rams and 1 goat. This left 12 to offer the 14 lambs. Bechamishi says the Mishnah, Shnayim Akrivin Shnayim Shnayim Vashar Echad Echad. On the fifth day, 2 of the remaining 12 Mishmaros offered 2 lambs each, which was 4 lambs, and the other 10 offered 1 lamb each, which equals 10 lambs. On the sixth day, the number of bulls was 8. Therefore, you'd have 8 Mishmaros offering 10 bulls, offering bulls. Another 3 brought the 2 rams and 1 goat. This left 13 to offer the 14 lambs. Vashishi, Echad Makriv Shnayim Vashar Echad Echad. On the sixth day, one of the remaining 13 Mishmaros offered 2 lambs, and the other 12 offered 1 lamb each, which again was a total of 12 lambs. On the seventh day, the number of bulls was 7. Therefore, you'd have 7 Mishmaros offering bulls, another 3 bringing the 2 rams and 1 goat. this left 14 to offer the 14 lambs. Says the Mishnah, B'Shvi Kulan Shavim, that on the seventh day, all of the remaining Mishmaros were in fact equal, meaning to say each of the remaining 14 Mishmaros offered one lamb each, no Mishmar offered two. Now, when Shmini Atzeres, the Musaf, the carbon Musaf, was entirely different. It consisted of only 10 animals, one bull, one ram, one goat, and 7 lambs, which is fewer than the number of Mishmaros. So, B'Shmini Chazir Lefayez Ke Birgalim, on the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres, they went back to the method of having a lottery to determine which Mishmar offered an animal, as they did on the other Yom Tovim, on Pesach, and on Shavuos. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us a rule about dividing the bulls of the Karban Musaf on Sukkah. Says the Mishnah, Amru, they, the Kohanim, would agree, and they say, Mi shehikriv parim hayom lo yakriv lamachar, any Mishmar that offer one of the bulls today shall not offer a bull tomorrow. Ela chozrin chalila, instead we take turns in a rotation. Those who already offered bulls had to wait until after all the other Mishmars offered bulls, and then the order would begin again. Continuing now with Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin. And having discussed the right of the Mishmaros to perform the various avodos of karbanos brought on Sukkot, the Mishnah discusses their right to receive portions of the karbanos brought on Sukkot, as well as the karbanos of Pesach and Shavuos as well. It says the Mishnah, B'shlosha prakim b'shana hayukol mishmaros shavos be'emurei harigalim, 3 times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, all the 24 Mishmaros were equally entitled to receive sections and portions of the karbanos that the Torah says must be brought on the Yom Tovim. Uvechiluk lechem apanim, and when the Yontif fell on Shabbos, they were equally entitled to sections of the lechem apanim, to the special showbread, which was distributed every Shabbos. Now on Shavuos, a karban of a bread called the Shtei HaLechem was brought. Therefore, when Shavuos fell on Shabbos, the Kohanim received 2 portions of bread, one from the Shtei HaLechem, because it was Shavuos, and one from the Lechem Apanim, because it was Shabbos. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Ba'ateres Omrim, lo on Shavuos, that fell on Shabbos, when they gave each Kohen his share of the Lechem Apanim, which was Matzah, they said, Heilach Matzah, here is Matzah for you. And when they gave him his share of the Shtei Lechem, which was Chametz, they said to him, Heilach Chametz, here is Chametz for you. This was their way of telling each Kohen that they were giving him his portion of both Karbanos, and not 2 portions of the same thing. Now the 24 Mishmaros had equal rights in the Karbanos that were brought because of the Yomtiv. All Karbanos that would have been brought in any event, the Karban Tamid and so on, were offered and eaten only by the Mishmar scheduled to serve that particular week. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Mishmar Shizmano Kavua Hu Makriv Tamid Nidar Munadavus Ushar Karbanos Tibor. The Mishmar that was scheduled to serve that particular week offered the daily Karban Tamid, the various Karbanos for vows that were made, voluntary Karbanos that people brought, and those would and any other public karbanos that were not related to the yantif, umakrib esakal, and offered all the other karbanos that were not related to the yantif. That it's only the specific karbanos related to the yantif that were free for all of the mishmaros, but the general karbanos for that day, the public karbanos and so on, would still only be brought by the mishmar for that particular week. Now the Mishnah returns to discuss the distribution of the Lechem Apanim. We taught before that when Shavuos falls on Shabbos, all the Mishmaros share the Lechem Apanim equally. Here, therefore, the Mishnah extends this halacha to a Shabbos that came on immediately before after Yontif as well. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Yom Tov HaSamach LaShabbos Bein Milfana Bein LaAchareah. If a Yom Tov fell next to Shabbos either before, whether it's Friday or afterwards on Sunday, meaning the Yom Tov either ended on a Friday or started on a Sunday, Hayukol HaMishmar Shavos Bechiluk Lechem Apanim, all of the Mishmaros were equally entitled to sections and portions of the Lechem HaPanim of that particular Shabbos, even though that Shabbos was not actually part of the Yom Tov itself. Have a great day.